While you are busy enjoying your lunch, while you are busy having some time from 1300 hours, take time and listen to OTR News Bulletin.
On the Radio News Analysis, we go beyond the headlines. We don't just tell you what's happening. We ask why it's happening, how it affects ordinary Namibians, and what it means for the country's future. We examine the structures behind news, connect policy to people's lived realities, and bring in expert voices to make sense of where Namibia is heading.
You want to get into touch with global governance, global diplomacy, economic relations, trade, statistics, human and infrastructure development, and you want to see how policy planning and policy implementation is connected in Namibia. Make time and listen to OTR from 1300 hours to 1430 with Happy Juju.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
A very good afternoon, Namibia, and a warm welcome to all listeners joining us from across the country and beyond the borders of Namibia. Thank you for tuning in to Eagle FM, the home of insightful conversations and meaningful national dialogue. I am your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and this is On The Radar News Analysis. It is Tuesday, the 20th of January, 2026, and the time is 6 minutes past the hour of 1300 hours. Now, as the week continues, daily life across Namibia remains in full motion, from early morning communities, commutes, and school routines to businesses reopening their doors and communities, adjusting to new priorities. The rhythm of the week carries on, bringing with it the responsibilities, expectations, and emerging challenges. Now, across the country, public conversations remain firmly centered on the cost of living, service delivery, public safety, health, and economic recovery. Now, those issues continue to influence household decisions, place pressure on community resources, and shape national discourse as Namibia navigates the opening week of the new year. Now, welcome to On The Reading News Analysis, your trusted source for the latest developments in Namibia and beyond. Now here, we deliver comprehensive news coverage, breaking stories, in-depth analysis, and exclusive reports that place context at the center of every headline. Of course, our live streaming website platforms provide real-time updates on current affairs, politics, business, technology, health, and community issues, keeping you informed wherever you are. Listen to On The Reading News Analysis from 1300 hours to 1430 Monday through Friday as we bring you incredible voices, expert insight, and journalism that doesn't just inform but empowers as well. To stay informed, stay engaged, and stay connected, because this is On The Reading News Analysis, your reliable news partner. Now let's jump straight into today's top stories. A tragic scholar transport crash occurred on the 19th of January 2026, that is yesterday, near Vanderbridge Park in the Vaal region of Gauteng, South Africa. A minibus taxi carrying learners on their way to school collided head-on with a truck early in the morning, killing 13 learners and seriously injuring 3 others. Now, preliminary reports indicate the minibus attempted to overtake multiple vehicles when it struck the oncoming truck. Now, authorities are investigating driver behavior and vehicle compliance issues. Officials, including education and transport authorities, have expressed deep condolences and emphasized the need for safer scholar transport, stricter vehicle roadworthiness checks, and more caution from motorists during school travel hours. They also highlighted that human error is a significant factor in road crashes, with oversight of scholar transport providers being a priority. Now, while this crash occurred in South Africa, road accidents are also a major concern right here in Namibia, where youth and drivers frequently suffer injuries and fatalities. Now, several local authorities, such as technology-based classrooms, road safety programs, have been yet discussions on the table to bring them, introduce them in Namibian schools to teach rules of the road and promote safer behavior, pardon me, among children and future drivers. Of course, joining me now is Mr. Ruben Ipindi, pardon me. Very good afternoon, Dr. Ruben, and welcome to On The Radar News Analysis.
Good afternoon, and a very good afternoon to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe before we get right into it, let me tell the listeners who Ruben Upindi is. Now, Ruben Upindi is the Senior Manager, Accident and Injury Prevention at the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund of Namibia. Now, Mr. Ruben, it's unfortunate that 13 lives were lost, and not just any lives, but school-going children who had, of course, a bright future ahead of them, but their lives were lost in an instant. A thought came in my mind to say, perhaps could we not, talking about injury prevention and accident prevention, could we perhaps not introduce learner license education to the learners while still early?
Yes, it's quite a very good idea that you have. But in Namibia, we first want to formalize the driving schools. I think our ministry, Ministry of Works and Transport, is at an advanced stage to make sure that driving schools are regulated, and that instructors in driving schools are certified and accredited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from there, we could then say perhaps the learners, could be introduced in schools. I think the road safety was introduced as a curriculum at the lower grades, and it's gradually moving to higher grades. I think the colleagues from the National Road Safety Council should be able to give an update as to how far and at which grade are we now.
Mm.
That is now road safety as part of the school curriculum in schools. And eventually, really, if we can, learners, when they leave school at the age of 16, could have their learner's driver license, it could be a brilliant idea.
Mm.
But what we are trying to advocate now is to say that even at university level, if we can say before you complete your bachelor degree,
yeah,
you should have a license, I think it could also be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously that will require stakeholder consultations with a lot of other stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, learners losing their lives, it's not only in South Africa. It also happens a lot here in Namibia. Even the crash that occurred on the 11th of January, Sunday 11th January, on the Murani Road, that Kumbi had a lot of school-going children.
Yeah.
That's why it was considered to be overloaded. But if you count in accordance with the ages, it wasn't necessarily overloaded. So it is a common cause. Unfortunately, it's really unfortunate that we lose such young lives.
Mm-hmm.
But your idea is not far-fetched, really. It could work, but I think we have a lot of groundwork to do first, especially in regulating the school, driving school, so that everyone who gets a learner and everyone who goes through the driving school have reached a certain standard.
Mm. Interesting. Now, Mr. Ruben, in terms of regulating driving schools, is that one area that has been identified to say it could really help, so to say? Are we saying perhaps maybe it the unregulated of drivers classes or schools, that perhaps is also contributing, that perhaps they are not properly trained, not properly competent to be good drivers out there on the road?
Very much. At the moment, Happy, you can buy your small car and start your driving school without having to go through certain criteria or having to be certified or accredited. So we have then realized that If you are teaching someone how to drive, and I'm teaching someone how to drive,
mm-hmm.
we would be teaching these people differently, depending on also of how you yourself have acquired your license. So then the government decided that we need to regulate the driving school. Like I said,
pardon me, sir. Pause for me just for a moment for this scheduled commercial break, and we'll be back.
Yeah, sure.
Save so much more in 2026 at WB. Get 1 liter Clover Ultra UHT milk for $19.99. 1 kg Top Score Instant Maize for only $23.99. 500 gram Bacomo Corn Flakes for only $29.99. And 8 Twin Saver 300 sheet 1-ply toilet rolls for only $33.99. See more January specials at Wurmanbrock.com. We care.
Okay. And we are back, Mr. Upendi. Now, of course, you were talking about how the government has rolled out, or has, I guess, stakeholders have come on the table to discuss about regulating drivers' schools. Please continue.
Yes, I'm saying our Honorable Minister, Weko Nikundi, is driving that project, and we are really moving to say driving schools should be regulated. Mm-hmm. There should be a certain standard of vehicle, certain standard of instructors with certain qualification, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really the basics that we need to get to before we then say, look, if you go through the driving school, you should be then have gone through or the required level to get your learner's license. And again, as I said, on your initial question, I'm sure the colleagues from the National Road Safety Council, in terms of road safety, as part of the school curriculum, would be able to advise us as to how far it is. And I'm sure you can call one of the colleagues then. And then, as I said, the idea of having a learner's license as part of the school is not far-fetched, but we should perhaps in the future be going that side.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Ruben Upendi, one thing about the accident that recently took place in South Africa, and I do appreciate how you also make reference of the one that recently happened right here in Namibia. They did highlight that a human error played a significant factor in the road, in this particular road crash. And this is something, of course, that the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has alluded to in the past in certain statistics to say, I believe 72% accidents are attributed to road behavior, or that ill behavior of the drivers themselves. I think, of course, even though this 2026, as we're still dealing with road crashes and an enormous figure that keeps going up here and there, how do you, and for you being senior manager of accident and injury prevention, what other areas are perhaps on the table or in the pipeline or already being rolled out by the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund to try and combat or prevent road accidents? And is it if effective?
Yes. Look, like you have alluded to, we have done research a few years ago, I think 3-4 years, where it was now scientifically being established that 72% of crashes are attributed to human behavior. So mm-hmm. how we behave on the road. We have just concluded the first season road safety campaign that ended last week, and I'm sure the Inspector General or our Honorable Minister of Works and Transport would announce what was our efforts and what are the numbers looking like. Look, road safety, especially in terms of education, It's not an overnight project. It takes a while before you change behavior. And to change behavior, you require a few combinations. Not only education, you also require enforcement of the laws. You also require then engineering to look at the infrastructure and so on. And also vehicles. So we are not saying our efforts are in vain. We see the fruits of our efforts, albeit at a very slow pace. We would have wanted it to be more. So, but we will continue with our programs, especially from the side of the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund. We will also try to bring in innovation. We would embrace technology and really taking advantage of the digital area to ensure that we capture especially the minds of the young people. So they of course we will with the stakeholders go back to the drawing board, look at what we have done so far, and also plan immediately already for the coming events. In a month or two, we have independence celebrations. We have the Easter weekend coming up on the 2nd of April. So we don't have much time and we need to, like our minister has said, to move into the next gear, so that we catch up with time and we remain relevant and really provide education that is data driven. We look at the data and we say this is what the data is telling us. These are where the problems are, and we go to those places where the problems are. We know them. Unfortunately, we know the area. We know the issues that are there, but we'll look at it again. We look at the new data because you see, road crashes, they also migrate. If you have a new road between, Ngoyi and Onanke, which was gravel road where vehicles could be driving slow and now they are driving faster than before, then you also have to adjust your programs to engage with road users on those dynamics that have changed. So we are not static. We will be moving with time.
Interesting. Okay. I do like that your response, to say, although it's not, yielding, faster results, I think it's anticipated. At least you're not static. You are moving some way. Okay. Now, also in regards to injury prevention and, what are particular plans that you have, planned out particularly for this year? I mean, not so long from now, as January comes to a close, we'll then soon be, talking about Easter weekend and all that kind of stuff. And of course, we would want to sensitize the people while it's quite early. What are maybe some of those things that the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund then has in plans for also accident prevention?
Look, like I said, we concluded the festive season last week, Friday. I would want, if you can just give us a little bit of more time, because we need to sit with our key stakeholders.
Yeah.
We don't go alone. Of course, we have our ideas and we have our plans, but we always want to go together with our colleagues from the National Road Safety Council, with Namibian Police, with Roads Authority, and all other institutions. We will come together very soon. Like you are saying, the year is packed. If you look at now and independence and Easter weekend and the school closes and it's all the May long weekends, I think we have a couple of them there, and again back to school on the 2nd of June. So that is already half into a year that is packed with a whole lot of road safety activities that we have.
Yeah.
And like I said, we will engage with our key stakeholders. The financial year ends 31st of March, so we are putting together now plans that really would go towards going into the new financial year, And we invite the public to just also look out, especially on our social media pages, and also throughout the media, radio and television. We will be there to inform them as to what are our plans. But the year is already packed, and already next quarter, we would start planning for major events, August campaigns, going towards to again festive season in November.
It appears that you're always all the time busy throughout the year planning something and another thing. But Tate Reuben Upendi, your message to the public out there, to the road users themselves, I have noticed that the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has now been cautioning the public about being a silent passenger, something in that line. So let me not just say your message to the drivers out there, but then to us, the passengers as well, because I do believe, of course, we have our part to play in reaching our destination safely.
Yes, we have a specific program on passenger safety where we engage with passengers and say, don't just keep quiet because your life is at risk. If a driver is driving in a manner that is not appropriate, there are channels that you can use to report such a behavior. You can call the traffic violation telephone number 888, which also rings in our emergency call center. But what we are saying is you can also engage the driver and say, look, my life is at risk if you are driving like this. So we want the passenger to have a role in road safety. Like we are saying, everyone has a responsibility towards road safety. So we have that specific program where we go and speak to passengers, especially for public in public transport. So we are saying everyone has a responsibility. And really, my message again for this year is to say, let's continue to do more on road safety. It still doesn't look good. If on Sunday the 18th, statistics collected by our office indicate that 22 people were killed by the 18th